I just can't believe how much I'm enjoying just listening to the birds and listening to the wind. It quiets my mind. I know you're shocked to know, but I have a very active mind and it just never stops, which works some of the time, if not most of the time. But it's nice to quiet it and just listening. Welcome to Health Hats, empowering people as they travel together toward best health. I'm Danny Van Leeuwen, a two-legged, cisgender, old white man of privilege, living in a food oasis who can afford many hats and knows a little bit about a lot of healthcare and a lot about very little. Most people wear hats one at a time, but I wear them all at once. We will listen and learn about what it takes to adjust to life's realities in healthcare's Tower of Babel. Let's make some sense of all of this. Good morning. It's day 10 of the Camino de Santiago pilgrimage. Today, I'm going to be going from Palas de Rey to Castaneda. About 14 miles, Palas de Rey is a large town. Feels urban, very small urban. And I'm going to Castaneda, which is a small town, so that'll be really different. And I confess to being pretty grumpy when everybody finally made it to the hotel and we went out to eat and hung out. I don't know why I was grumpy. Nothing particular. I'm not particularly feeling left out. Just grumpy, I guess, part of the ups and downs of life. And so this morning, it's about 9 in the morning, and I'm waiting 10 o'clock. I'm going to get picked up, taxi, and me and the luggage get taken to the next place. And I've been feeling kind of inspired this morning. I've been listening to Rin McDonald, his The Hope Initiative podcast. I highly recommend it. He's a fabulous interviewer, and he knows such interesting people, and he brings out the best. He started interviewing his 12-year-old sister, and then his mom and his dad and his grandmother and a bunch of friends in a car trip, and a man who was cleaning his windshield. And now I was just listening to a marathoner who did like 47 marathons in 47 days or 48. I don't remember. But anyway, I was really inspired by him. And then I was really inspired by Maria Zenadu. Her Impact Learning podcast is really good. So it made me feel, gave me a lift. So I'm not so grumpy. And I had a text exchange yesterday with Regina Holiday, who has the Walking Gallery, and she has a Cinderblock conference in July, which I think is really fabulous. And her topic, and I'm going to put something together for her conference, her topic is rest and rejuvenation, which seems appropriate here in my second week of my pilgrimage. My wife and I were trying to remember the last time we took 2 weeks off, and goodness, it was 12 years ago. We went to Amsterdam with my Uncle Leon, and that was a blast. That was 2 weeks. But otherwise, we've gone away for a week, maybe, or a few days. But 2 weeks, that's really different. Focusing on rest and rejuvenation is a good idea. I just can't believe how much I'm enjoying just listening to the birds and listening to the wind. It quiets my mind. I know you're shocked to know, but I have a very active mind and it just never stops. which works some of the time, if not most of the time. But it's nice to quiet it and just listening. So now I'm hearing just out the window. You probably can't hear it, but I'm hearing road sounds. And at least a couple different kind of birds. I see the swallows floating around catching the bugs. It's a beautiful day. The sky is blue, totally blue. And in the distance, I can see about, I don't know, up on the hill, there's maybe a dozen windmills. It's supposed to be well into the 80s today, which will be tough for the walkers, and tough for me with MS. Hot is hard. Really, cold is hard too. I think my temperature regulation is not what it once was. But anyway. All right, more to come after I get to the next stop.
See the show notes or my website, www.health-hats.com, for more information or to subscribe or contribute. If you like it, share it. Thanks.
Okay, I'm at the Albergue Turistico Salcida. I'm in Salcida, a bucolic farmland. You hear that? Tap, tap, tap. That's my two canes. So I'm trying to walk here with a lapel mic and my recording device catching all these different sounds. We'll see how it works. I can hear the traffic of the road. I can hear a chainsaw. I can hear birds. I'm walking down the road and I'm trying to avoid a lot of cow poop. I think it's cow poop. It might be horse poop, but since there's a lot of cows around here, I think it's, I'm wondering if I will just meet up with a herd of cows, but so far not. It's a beautiful farmland. Rolling hills. Looks like the hay has just recently been cut. Oh, just the atmosphere here is restful. Oh my goodness. My legs are sore. I didn't walk that much yesterday, only about 4,000 steps, but almost 8,000 the day before. So I might not be doing the 40,000 that the hikers are doing, but it's good for me. It's starting to get pretty hot. It's supposed to be in the 80s, which is a little rough for me. But it's still tolerable. I'd say it's in the mid-70s now. After a while, I think my room will be ready. I'm very early. I've just been hanging out. Now I'm just taking a little walk. But after my wife gets to a certain point, I will get my chair and I will try to motor a few kilometers and meet them. I enjoy being able to do a little bit like that. Alrighty, well, I'm headed back. Good to stretch my legs. What a lovely, lovely spot.
You know, I had a crazy dream in Salcedo. I was smoking a lot of pot and trying to impress a girl I had just met. She asked why I smoked so much pot. I told her I had a seizure disorder and I needed the cannabis to manage it. Well then, she said, how can you be driving? I said, that's what the pot's for. Oh man, dreams don't have to make sense. Putting dreams in podcasts about my pilgrimage doesn't have to make sense either. I'm impressed with how well my mobility package is working. Two canes, electric wheelchairs, and taxis. My grandson commented on the challenge of finding a Christmas present for me. He said, Opa, I don't know what to get you. You have everything. He gave me a coupon book with 5 walks with him. He was thrilled because it didn't cost him anything. I do have everything. Life is good.
One of the more interesting sounds I've heard this week has been the white storks I heard in a nest in Porto Morin. Check it out.
Marley Camino, our tour company, arranged an amazing personalized tour of the Santiago de Compostela Cathedral. I was most impressed by the stories in stone, wood, and tapestries, the graphic novels of the ages. What went into editing and producing these stories? The politics and the financing would be another crazy story as well. I peaked when I was able to record the bells from inside the cathedral. Well, it's back to Boston. Back to my effective routine for best health, peak performance, and satisfying life. I'm rejuvenated and inspired, but not yet peaked. Thanks for joining me, and thanks to the sound of that pompous, marginally useful bird, the rooster.
Follow my blog, podcasts, and resources through my website. See you around the block.